This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, welcome to another breaking news update here on Redmen TV. It has finally happened as suspected. Liverpool versus Arsenal, or more accurately, Arsenal versus Liverpool. The first leg of the Carabao Cup semi-final has been postponed. We're going to chat a little bit through. We're going to get some reaction from you guys to this and from our Club Legend Discord chat as well. I'm joined in the studio for this by Mr. Steve Hoare. Steve, do you want to just talk us through what the statement is from Liverpool, etc., etc.?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Obviously, the official Liverpool website broke this news well about 20 minutes ago now. It says the club's submission to have their fixture rescheduled has been approved by the EFL due to increasing number of suspected positive COVID-19 cases among players and staff. The latest round of testing on Tuesday returned a significant number of positives, including Pep Linders, who was due to take charge of the Reds at the Emirates Stadium. The outbreak left Liverpool without a sufficient number of players and staff to fulfil the contest as originally scheduled. And then obviously the important news is, like, it's not cancelled, it's not forfeited, it's just postponed. Yeah. However, Liverpool, due to this, have lost their advantage of a second leg at Anfield. So the first leg encounter will now take place at Anfield on the Thursday the 13th, which is where the second leg was meant to be, and now the second leg will go to the Emirates on Thursday, January 20th. So, and then it goes on about the tickets and that being valid and stuff. But essentially, by getting the COVID outbreak, Liverpool have lost the added advantage of having the second leg at home, which I think is actually a very significant development in this. But yeah, it was pretty much the only thing that I could see happening. If I'm honest, it was always coming down that way. But yeah, basically getting COVID and having an outbreak and all that kind of stuff, basically Liverpool have lost that advantage. I think that's the main talking point here.
Yeah, no, and that's the galling thing about this. I mean, to be fair, on the grand scheme of things, there was a possibility that it could have been forfeited. So you take a 3-0 loss, you might actually forfeit the entire tie, which was the absolute worst case scenario for Liverpool. It does feel, if I'm being honest, a little mad that Liverpool have been punished for this by losing that advantage of playing the home thing when they could have switched it round such that it remained the same. You just push the whole fixture back by a week, and that solves the problem, I guess. But again, I think we all just want this. We just want to play. I think we're all at this point where we just want to see Liverpool hopefully get into position to win a piece of silverware. But get us your thoughts into the comments. We'll read through some here. We've got Jamie Hernandez saying, excellent, common sense prevails. And Ashley Fritz, who's a YouTube member here, saying, I think our squad has been wiped out. That's an interesting point. So I chatted to Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV earlier. We'll give you a little clip of that to watch in a second, by the way. But this notion of, I don't think you can have two points exist. The two points are, you've got a squad, so use your kids. And then the point is, you've had kids in the past. I would say Liverpool have shown precedent. They're more than happy to get a fixture played. So if even Liverpool are trying to get this game, have tried to get this game and actively got this game postponed, that probably speaks to the volume of how bad the situation is.
Yeah, like I say, and I think the main thing as well is, like, they train in the same place. The training ground's shut. So we told, like, same play your kids, but the kids aren't even allowed to train. There's who manages them? The manager's down, the assistant manager's down. There's more staff as well. Who's got it? We don't know. So it was never an option. I think, again, if it used to be like it was a couple of years ago where the under-23s were at Melwood or the 18s, they might have said, you know what? I think Liverpool might have even said, we'll go with the 18s. But they can't. There's literally no other way. Like, the training ground is closed. It was 48 hours closed, we know. So it was always going to come. The game was always off as soon as that happened. It was just how they were going to do it. Because, like I say, I wouldn't have been shocked if they'd have said, right, you lost 3-0, play the second leg at Anfield. And listen, I'd have fancied that. We always beat Arsenal by four anyway, so I'd have fancied just snotting them anyway. But if that's what it might have been that. I actually think it's actually worked out about as well as it could have done. So yeah, all in all, I think it's a... It's disappointing, I think, but again, Arsenal were, I saw a lot of conjecture on Twitter. My mentions were going crazy with Harry. We had on our show this week on the Around the League show when he made some comments that I disagree with, and everyone was piling on. I was surprised by that reaction, but Arsenal now have actually come out of this with a benefit. It's like they're at home for that second leg. No, that's a huge motivation. So, like, again, who knows? But if it goes to penalties, I think you're taking penalties in your own stadium and things mm-hmm. like that. So it's actually worked out all right for them. The flip side is that what they're saying is now is like, well, what if we get injuries between now and then? And then that's just life. That could have happened anyway. You could have had injuries between the first and second leg. Them's the breaks.
And let's be honest, if that happens that they're unable to do it, that'll be another mad thing that happens down the line. I mean, what would be weird is it would be the maddest situation for Arsenal is... Because a lot of this is about when you can fulfil this fixture. Like, it exists in possibility that with the second leg being at Arsenal, they might have a mad outbreak, having played the first leg. Let's say we're in the lead or whatever, and then they have to... That ends up getting forfeited or cancelled or something later on. They could end up out because of the way this is all sort of fell down. But it's a bridge that needs to be crossed when we get there. We've got some comments in on YouTube. Do you want to go through?
So Ashley Firth, like I say, member of 19 once. He said, you know, what worries me is that Liverpool were very honest about the numbers previously and the no news yet makes me think it's absolutely loads of them, which I think is a fair point. Mm-hmm. Like, when every time someone's had COVID, they've gone, yeah, we've, you know, Van Dijk suspected COVID. It was a Newcastle game that we think they've got it. Up front, and I'll be honest, actually, the fact that the training ground's shut makes you think, yeah, it probably is absolutely tons of them. Like, it's a significant one.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Jordan, so with a £4.49 super chat, thanks very much. Jordan says, this is just a super chat for the content. Working from home, watching Red Men podcast in my lunch hour is something I look forward to every single day. Aww. So, absolute bonus piece of content here for you, Jordan. So, yeah, you're the one benefiting from Liverpool's, from loads of lads getting sick.
from more of us. Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for watching.
And then Scott Hawks, another super chat, it's for $25 rather. Thanks, Scott. Says, I'm just muting all the clowns complaining on my feed. I just hope everyone stays safe and those who can't recover well, you'll never walk alone. And that's the thing about it, by the way, is that it isn't just like the game. Like, loads of these lads have got COVID. Hopefully, we all know more than anything now, like, Most of them are vaccinated. Omicron's weak. We know that. Not there's touch wood, tons of people not getting ill off it. But that's the next thing, is like the game's cancelled till next Thursday. Who knows? Because if they've only gone into isolation today and yesterday, they're not going to get much time before that game.
Yeah.
Like, and if I hop over in a minute to the group Discord chat, Scotty T says is exactly that. It's good news that it's off. Obviously, we needed it off with the players, but I'm worried about the fitness levels for the following games because due to limited training. And I think that's a key point as well that Scott makes. Like, if these lads have got it, there's people who've got positive today. Their 7-day isolation ends next Wednesday or next Thursday, so they're out of that game anyway.
Yeah,
Pep Linders may not be at that leg, or you know, any more players who tested positive.
So Pep's was Tuesday night, wasn't it? So he would be
on the Wednesday. Bearing in mind, if he's negative twice.
Yeah.
So who knows? Like, and if they said there's more tests this morning, you think maybe.
And that's the thing, of course, we don't know these names yet. And Liverpool have been pretty transparent over this stuff so far, but also it was a point I made to Robbie. It was interesting that they stopped that last week. You know, they've stopped naming people because they obviously decided, well, no one else is playing this game, so why should we, of course? But I agree with that, is that, you know, if they're saying it's a significant number, it's got to be. And the point of this all is, they've got to present all these cases to the EFL. So it's not like they go, we've got loads of people injured, and when Homer does the scratch card and he goes, one Liberty Bell, two Liberty Bells, three Liberty Bells, woohoo! And they go, oh, can I just see the third bell? It's like, not gonna show it to you yet, and you expect that you're gonna get the jackpot. Liverpool will have had to have a show and prove how many players?
Basically, I think, yeah. So the rule is that obviously, if you've got 14 players, including, you know, a goalie and 13 outfield players available, then the game's on. That's the rule. So bear in mind, we've lost three lads for AFCON. There's already the injuries. The cases actually didn't need to be 20 cases, 10 cases almost, and you're all wiped out. And then there's the second point is staff. So
okay, yeah, the coaches. Yeah.
And like, who knows? Has the physio's got it? So does that mean the team has to go to Arsenal with no physio? Mm-hmm. Or has the doctor got it and they haven't got a doctor? You know, like, there's all these things that no one considers. Like, and that, I think that's what's happened. And in the end, like you say, I think your point earlier was spot on. Like, common sense has prevailed here. Like, it was the only logical thing. I think the positive is, like say, Liverpool didn't get the game just knocked on the head. Arsenal didn't get a bye as much. Again, some of their fans might have wanted that, and yeah, maybe that shows Yellow belly, lily liver. That's the one. That shows. I mean,
is that how they? Because they live in the Old West.
Everyone's going round North.
The Old West, basically the same thing. Right, we'll come back to some more comments in a second. But as mentioned, I believe we've got a clip of this to show you guys. So I spoke to Robbie Lyle of Arsenal Fan TV over on Redmen Plus just before this news broke to get the Arsenal reaction to it. Here's a clip from that before we get into more of your comments. Liverpool have clearly shown a willingness to play kids in the past in extenuating circumstances. So if they're not doing it this time, it probably speaks to the fact that the situation is far worse than it's been.
It's a semi-final though.
Well, yeah, it's a game that matters. No, you're right. But even that, yeah, you know, Liverpool have never asked the games to be called off. They had it. Tottenham Hotspur, we were missing the Van Dijk, Fabinho, Thiago still played the game. We're missing players for the week that followed in the quarterfinals, still played the game. We had the similar issue for Leeds game. It was Leeds that got that called off. Similar issues for Leicester, played it again. It's just, I think they've reached the point, and they were keen, because I don't think Liverpool want a fixture backlog. Liverpool hate that. They'd rather just get the games played.
Well, yeah, Klopp did say, I remember Klopp saying he only wanted that he should be just one game, which I agreed with as well. I was like, in this time of COVID, why have two legs? Yeah. Just play one game, even if you play at Wembley or something, or the neutral ground.
Let's all meet up at Villa Park.
I think it makes no sense.
Villa Park in a fortnight.
Villa Park,
last man standing.
I would have loved Villa Park. That'd have been.
Who's fit and available is allowed to play.
Yeah. Let me just remind you as well that we've also got, as I said, we've got players at AFCON, same amount as you got. I think we've got four players at AFCON. You've got three.
Yeah.
We've got players with COVID as well. Guys who've been playing in this competition, like Eddie and Nketiah, these guys, they've got COVID. Mm-hmm. They're out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're missing quite a few players through COVID as well. Obviously, it's not as bad as Liverpool's because we haven't closed our training ground, although we've closed a couple of weeks ago, we closed it. Yeah. But we haven't closed our training ground down. But for me, listen, as an Arsenal fan, I want the game to be on.
Yeah,
and it's at home. It's the first leg at home. I want the game to be on. Also, the fact that we've got Tottenham Hotspur next week. You know, Gabriel's got suspended after that City game. We need him back for that game. I want him to serve that one match suspension.
Yeah, that full show is streaming right now on Redmen Plus. So obviously we worked on the assumption that the game was going to come off. So it was interesting to get Robbie's reaction, who is of the AFTV crew, of course, far more level-headed than most. But it was just interesting because the reaction was very similar to how my reaction was around the Leeds game being postponed and a bit more. And obviously, Robbie, it's always fascinating to see how other people perceive your football club. So yeah, if you want more from Robbie, then go over to Redmen Plus over on the RedmenTV.com. Sign up and then you can watch that. And we're also going to be doing a proper Redmen React show, which is going to be me, Steve, and I think Ross are going to have a bit of a deeper delve into what this all means for Liverpool immediately after this as well. Hey everyone, Mate here. Just a little insert from me to say that if you enjoy this podcast and the other podcast that we put out for free and you want more, then my word, you can have more on the redmentv.com. Go over there, sign up and get extra bonus shows from us each and every week, as well as a whole suite of video content, documentaries, features and interviews. But yes, you can also play those podcasts in your native podcasting app as well to have a seamless Redmen TV experience in your ears. The redmentv.com, sign up there today.
But we've got more comments.
Yeah, I'm going to go head over to the Discord first for our club legends and first of all, can't be arsed, which I think is Connor. He says, one game down, only the rest of AFCON to go. like, keep going for that one. Tom P, if all games get rescheduled, then I think a COVID outbreak couldn't have happened at a better time. For Liverpool, seems every team has been getting it anyway. So you might as well take the old team for 2 weeks and eat into the AFCON time and get everyone back late for Jan-Feb, which is a bit of a cynical look. And also with some fresh immunity. And obviously then, no tests for 90 days as well. So maybe that does help Liverpool, I suppose. Mm. That's the thing, isn't it? The fact that the isolation time is only 7 days anyway, like Liverpool actually don't gain anything really from this. It's not like, it's if it goes on and on and on, then maybe they do. But like any game that gets cancelled, so if this Arsenal game and we don't know the status of the Shrewsbury game yet, they're the only two that could be moved and they would still happen in January anyway. So I don't think like Liverpool are getting any, and I saw some Arsenal fans saying, oh, you know, Salah and Mane and Keita going on and you want games off. It's like, well, no, because these games are going to be played, they're going to be played before they're back anyway. Exactly, so that's a load of nonsense.
Yeah, and to be fair, you know, again, as a point Robbie made, they've got a bunch of players out for AFCON as well. The AFCON stuff's what I think is overcomplicating this because I don't think the AFCON absences should count towards anything because none of these players would have played these games anyway. But I'm saying, yeah, but I understand annoyance around that because it shouldn't be a factor. But yeah, that's the point. I get it. It's just that it's effectively you're just losing rhythm, you're losing sharpness. Like Fabinho hasn't been as good since he came back from being out with COVID, and whether that's because he actually had symptoms and it's affected him, or whether it was because he was stuck in his house for a week instead of training like an elite athlete, we don't know. But look, at this point, as we said, the worst case scenario is being booted out of a semi-final when you're 180 minutes away from a chance at silverware. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, and like I say, I've got if I just head into the into the YouTube. There's tons of people like, and I think this is showing the state. Like, there's tons of people saying I've got COVID too. You know what I mean? Like, it's rife. Like, for those who don't know, maybe obviously there's people who are watching in different parts of the world and stuff. Like, we are basically going through our Omicron peak right now, and it's expected to last another couple of weeks. This is not the only football fix that's going to be off over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it's not the only one that's been off over the last.
We felt it when Leeds got we played Tottenham after they had their games off. Leicester had some off. Everton have had some. Like, they've all gone through it, and Liverpool actually got further along than everyone else did. It just happened. It got to the fact where it was us now, and Arsenal haven't been there yet, which might explain some of the Arsenal reasoning. Maybe if they get in a week's time, listen, don't bank on this like happening again. Like I saw people saying, I've got tickets for the next leg. I hope it's like, nothing's guaranteed here. Like there's nothing at all. Everything's so up in the air, and I think that's the thing now is that we're all learning to live with it in our lives anyway, and rolling with punches. And that was why I was actually quite shocked by the Arsenal reaction. And Robbie, as level-headed as he is, he still made some points that made me think, like, there's got to be an air of flexibility. You've got to understand the situation as well.
And I think it's because I think you've got to be on both ends of it to have empathy for both ends of it.
Yeah.
So I saw us come up against teams. You know, Spurs hadn't had a game for a while. I was made up that we were playing Spurs. It is an advantage to them. Then we played games without big. You know, we played Tottenham without Virgil van Dijk and
we had Tyler Morton centre mid
and Fabinho. Exactly. And I'm like, well, you know, one, we're playing. We're being tougher than all this. Then seeing the league being on the other end of it, where I was like, oh, we're coming out of this, we're fine. And then having your legs cut out from you when another team is responsible for a game of footy. I was fuming with the Leeds thing at first. And now we're on the other end of it. I'm like, all the cases and arguments I would have heard made against, I'm now going, oh, well, no, that is a pretty reasonable case. Arsenal have, again, Robbie was pointing out, they had missed big players missing at the start of the season before this had really all sort of peaked. And they didn't get any games called off, etc.
But they were, again, the rule is,
it's the whatabouts of it all, is this?
It is that, and the rule's the rule. The rule is the rule. If you can have 14, you're going to play. And Chelsea made to play Wolves with half a squad, but they have 14, so they had to play. And everyone knew the rules going into the season. Obviously, Liverpool mustn't have 14. That is simple. The EFL would not have allowed them to move it. I mean, the cynical point of view could be, well, the last thing the EFL want in the semi-final of their major competition is Liverpool's under-18s. Playing against Arsenal, and I see that point of view. But like the rules are in black and white. Liverpool must have got to a point where they couldn't have fielded the team. It might be. I mean, again, I hate talking too much rumours, but there's rumours that all Liverpool's goalies have got COVID. That's a rumour that's swirling around the Twitter sphere. Don't know if it's true. I'm not going to verify. But for example, if that's the case, how the fuck are we going to play? Like, and I think if you're an Arsenal supporter, you should accept that and go, you know what? Yeah. Like, I think I'd accepted in the same situation. I had no issue with the Leeds game being off. I was annoyed because Boxing Day and I wanted to go to the match and I had to spend more time with the family and stuff. But but Leeds, they had no players. Like, at some point, the integrity of the competition comes into play and that's where we are now. And I want to bring one more, I'm sorry to ramble on, a point that Scott T's made in the Discord again. This is just another example of how the EFL have been unprepared. If they'd have taken the cases from December into consideration, they should have moved this to a one-legged neutral venue semi-final anyway. The whole competition's one leg, no extra time, knockout, and then all of a sudden you've got two legs in the semis. It's madness. We've been saying that for ages, but I think the middle part is right. This was always coming. Like, we knew this. If it was one leg, the flexibility to move that leg around is there for you. You kind of backed yourself into a corner by basically being greedy and wanting your two legs anyway.
Yeah.
You could have saw Wembley out for a semi-final of the EFL Cup, and we'd have all went.
Yeah.
They'd have made the dough anyway. So it smacks of a bit of bad planning from them as well.
Exactly. And they want the TV revenues. And
that's
all
what it is.
And you know, two matches is... It's two matches. It's two televised games. It's all the things that go with it. Yeah. Look, it is what it is. Right. We're going to be picking up this conversation and diving into it in more depth and detail alongside the club legends in the Discord over on Red Men Reacts. We're going to be streaming that live in about, Ty, what do you reckon? 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If you go over to theredmentv.com right now, you should be able to see that the post is there ready for you. So you'll be able to see that. If you head over to the website, to Red Men Plus, which will get up on screen any second now.
It is there, but it's fine.
No, there it is. We've got
to exclude the Shrewsbury game. That's us presuming that the Shrewsbury game...
Oh, my one's got a question mark through it.
Oh, there we go. Maybe that's what... I think Si was... Oh, there we go. Si was literally shouting at me and I couldn't hear what he said. It was Steve, press refresh.
Press refresh.
There we go.
So that show is going to be live over on Redmen Plus, as well as the one I've already mentioned, having a good old chat with Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV. And loads of other stuff. We did a debate show today as well, looking at the best moments of 2021, debating who is Liverpool's second best player after Mohamed Salah, and more as well. So if you need some Liverpool content to fill the match gap in your life, then that's what we're for. It's our Liverpool streaming service. It's like Netflix for Reds. Documentaries, features, interviews, and all that good stuff as well. Keep your thoughts, feelings, comments, and all that good stuff coming in. We will pick up on all the major threads and points over on Red Men Reacts. We hope to see you over there. And if anything else breaks, rest assured we'll have that covered as well. See you soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.